Australia's koalas don't need much. Just a few trees to sleep and eat in safety from threats such as traffic, dogs, bushfires and logging. But this precious species is being lost. Animals are dying every year, and climate change and rapid urban expansion is making the situation worse and putting the koala on the path towards extinction.
Koala was recently listed as endangered. It was listed as vulnerable 12 years ago. So things have clearly got worse. And I personally think that so many populations in Australia are what they call functionally extinct. And no one can imagine the koala not being here, and I can't either. And so it is what drives me. And I also take the view that if you can't save a koala, you won't save anything. And I can tell you that in my career, 50,000 koalas have died in this region. So do I believe they're going to survive? No, I don't. Let's hope I'm wrong. But I think what you've seen here is how extinction occurs.
The koalas here on the coast are probably luckier than their cousins west of the ranges, where it's drier and hotter. Koalas don't adapt particularly well to those, they don't thermal regulate, so those koalas that are in lower densities and in those hotter areas are going to be impacted much more severely than our coastal koalas. So it makes it even more important that these koalas that are living in these coastal urban areas have the protection, because they're going to be the koalas of the future.
We're part of the Detection Dogs for Conservation team, and the work that we do is we use detection dogs to look for presence and absence of koalas in the landscape to better inform us as to where they are and how we can help manage them. Billie Jean is our fresh scat detection dog. She's specifically trained to look for very fresh scats in the landscape. And with those fresh scats, we use them for genetic and hormone analyses to give us information as to how the koala populations are doing. Look, I think we're already behind the curve when it comes to protecting the species. There is a lot of work being done, but it's obviously not enough. You know, after big events like the mega bushfires and the flooding that we've had recently, we are realizing that we are really running out of time in protecting them. Local governments like Redland City Council are putting a lot of money and effort into protecting what they have, which is brilliant, and it's what we want to see. But on the grand scheme of things, we need to be putting more action on the ground to protecting the species.
they're not serious about protecting koalas because at the end of the day, people are more important than koalas, so people need to live somewhere, play somewhere, and so I think the koalas will always be the losers, which is, it's sad, but that's a reality.
So the population has been here for many thousands of years and has been here with the Quandamooka people for that time and is a key significant cultural value for the Quandamooka people. Koalas, I think, are a species that, you know, we as humans need to understand how we live with them and understand the activities and the actions we take that do impact upon them are things that we can control.
Even a lot of Australians don't understand just how perilous the situation can be. So just understanding that there is an issue with them. They are now considered an endangered species. That happened just this year. So that does tell us that we do need to keep that in the forefront of our minds and make sure that we're learning as much as we can about them so that we know how best to help them. You don't have to be living in Australia to do that and actually have a really big impact on not just koalas, as I said, but lots of other animals as well. So educating yourself is a hugely important thing.